GWA. So today I'm going to do CB's Spill It questionnaire. Originally I had thought of doing this while not touching myself, but I really want to come, so it's going to happen. It's probably going to make me a lot less coherent. So you've been forewarned. Yeah. I say this is like only my second questionnaire or whatnot, but whatever. All right. So question one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA person that, I can't even read. How similar are you to your GWA persona? One being not alike. My reading skills are non-existent today. One being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike. I would have to say maybe a 6 or a 7, probably, because I think, fuck, this is really hard to focus right now. I think, okay, this is okay, I need to, between touching myself and the god-awful heat right now, there's no way I'm gonna make it through this. Yeah, I feel like it would be a 6 or a 7, because I think in real life I'm a bit more tame/timid. I'm also just a huge dork, so I can't take anything seriously. Feel like maybe I sound a little bit or seem a little bit more serious on GWA. I don't know, that's just me, but yeah, I'm a dork. That's what's up. Yeah, I don't know exactly what else to say about that one. Number two, what's the story behind your username? it's not a horribly interesting story. I was trying to come up with something unique, I guess. So, Tangerine is actually the name of one of my favorite songs by First Aid Kit. I also like the Led Zeppelin Tangerine too, but this one, that the First Aid Kit was the one I had in mind when I was thinking of this. So I was like, oh, I'll pick that, and then I thought I should get something to rhyme with it. And I actually went through one of those really weird ass rhyming thesauruses. Thesauruses? Is that the right plural? Thesauri? I think it's thesauruses. I actually have one of those, I think, somewhere. Yeah, I actually used a book, picked it up at some weird yard sale or something. But anyway, so I went through and I was like, there's all these other weird rhymes. I'm like, this doesn't work. And then somehow I just stumbled on Serene. I'm like, fuck it. At this point, I'd just spent, like, you know, a good amount of time trying to figure out what to put with Tangerine. I'm like, fuck it. It's done. I'm over it. It's over. One thing that I'd like to note is, this has been pointed out to me maybe like three or four times now, is that that my username is horribly misleading, which I realized is so true. Because there's nothing serene about me coming at all. I'm like, oh gosh, this isn't accurate at all. But I don't know. At this point, I kind of like the fact that it tricks people into thinking they're gonna get a different type of material. I don't know. That's not even funny. That's just dumb. Okay. Next question. I've got the giggles today. I always have the giggles. That's one thing you should know. I always have the fucking giggles. They just don't go away from me. Number three, how many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I obviously speak English, though. At times, very badly. And I also speak a little bit of French. I wouldn't say I'm fluent, but I can pretty easily, like, understand, people speaking or writing and stuff like that. And, say something sexy for us in French. Fuck. shit. This is not good off the top of my brain when I'm rubbing my clit. okay, let's see. J'ai envie de t'embrasser et j'espère que tu es en accord avec ça parce que je veux te consumer. that's me. Bullshit French sexy speak. Yeah. Okay, next question. We're moving on. Number four, who's your celebrity lookalike? I don't have one. No one has ever said that I look like a specific celebrity. So, who is? I don't know. Someone needs to get famous so then I can have one. Number five, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Who knows my secrets? I actually don't think that, like, one given person knows my secrets. I think, honestly, the way with secrets go with me is that, like, multiple people have, like, one of my secrets. got them spread around like fucking horcruxes or something. Yeah, I don't know if I, like, if I'm down to have one person know all of my secrets. So I think they're just kind of placed here and there amongst my friends and such. Can you share any of them with us? Fuck, what's a secret? I'm trying to think of something. Memory recall is really, really not good when you're trying to multitask like this. What's a good secret? Secrets. What are secrets? Okay. Okay, I got one. This isn't so much a secret as a really embarrassing story that, or I guess, I don't know if, fuck, there's such a fine line between these things, because I feel like sometimes you have embarrassing stories that you tell in general, it's just kind of like a get-to-know-me thing, and then also ones that you just don't tell because you're so horribly embarrassed by them. Let me think. Okay, a secret? This is a really silly, dumb one, but, once upon a time, this was actually not that long ago, I was doing my laundry, and I got really, really curious, because you know those newfangled, laundry pod things? And I had been using them for, like, a while, and it's kind of like, for some reason, I had this sudden urge to just lick it, so I did, which was a horrible decision because I couldn't feel my tongue for a good half hour. At some point, I was almost compelled to call poison control, but then I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't believe this is going on. Yeah, so it's just kind of a stupid thing I don't like to admit to because it's so horribly stupid. No one should be licking Tide Pods, ever. Don't do it. I did it. It's bad. What bad habits do you have? Number six. Bad habits that I have, would have to be being too stubborn at times and overthinking things. I think those are my biggest bad habits. Seven. Here's a doozy. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. So this is a silly story that I feel perfectly demonstrates how much of a freaking dork I am. So I actually lost my virginity to this girl who I'd been friends with since we were since we were pretty young. And we reconnected one time over one of my breaks or something, and it was actually in the the back of her car out at this like semi abandoned like state park. So we had actually been playing some type of like truth or dare game thing, and then we started making out or whatever, and this story is so ridiculous because I actually ended up like cock blocking myself in the middle of this. Would you say cock blocking or clam blocking? I don't know which one. The fuck ever. So we're in the back of her car, and I think pretty much naked at this point, have like everything off except my shirt, which is like pushed really badly over my boobs or over my breasts, and she's in the middle of fingering me. So anyway, that's been going on for a while, and I think I was actually starting to like get close to coming. And she had made a joke earlier. I don't remember exactly what the joke was, but all I remember is that the punchline of it was something like, ahaha, lesbian problems. And for some fucking reason, because this is my luck with everything, is that in the middle of this, the joke suddenly pops back into my head, and then I just like chuckle really weirdly, like mid moment. I'm like, ahaha, lesbian problems. And then she just looks at me, and I look at her, and then we're just like, what the fuck? And then we just both start, like, bursting out laughing for, like, a good solid minute or something. Like, I was in pain from the amount of laughter. I'm an effectively killed the mood, but I guess it's on the scale of bad first time stories, it's not really, really the worst. But, yeah. Remembering really bad joke punchlines mid-fingering is a fabulous thing to do. Alright. Number 8. How frequently do you have sex with someone else, with yourself? With someone else, not very often. With myself, generally once every day or every 2 days, usually, generally. Sometimes I just forget about it, honestly, which is silly. But yeah, I'd say every 1 or 2 days, probably. 9. What is your biggest regret?
I'm Batman.
I think my biggest regret would be not staying in touch and holding on to good friends just because of changing times and whatnot. It's just kind of sad, and it's really crappy falling out of contact with people who, you know, just kind of really matter, and it's kind of, you know, sad to know that you've kind of neglected them. Number 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? God, this is a complicated question. I don't know. I have a hard time deciding on like favorite food things because I don't have a favorite food, or right? Just in general, I don't do well with favorites because I never have like one favorite. It's like a top five. Yeah. Ooh, my stomach's kind of rumbly. It's like a top five. Maybe I'd, okay, just to be weird and centered, all right. Oh, fuck. To be, I guess, sentimental, I would have to say my grandmother's cooking. I'd want to have as my death row meal. But obviously that might probably not be possible, but in a perfect world, that's all what it would be. What is your favorite scent? That's a really good question. This is a pretty common one, I guess. The smell of everything after it rains. I really, really, really love that smell. I also occasionally like the smell of gasoline, depends on my mood, or the smell of Pine Sol. Pine Sol is a nice smell. Well, that's definitely not one favorite one. That's more like three. Okay. What do you wear to bed on a regular night or sexy time nights? Generally, I sleep naked, though if it's cold, I'll obviously bundle up. I just generally prefer to sleep that way, on regular nights. On sexy time nights, I don't do sexy time nights, really, but, I would say probably just some nice underwear, maybe a nice bra. I'm not a huge bra person. For me, they're honestly more, I like them more for decorative reasons more than functional. Maybe just some nice, comfortable under things. Fuck. 13. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? Yes, I do read in bed. It's one of my favorite places to read, besides in weird, strange places on couches. Favorite author, once again, I have a really hard time picking a, favorite. Yeah, this is not an easy question to answer. I'd have to say one of my favorites would have to be Neil Gaiman. Let's go with Neil Gaiman. I'm particularly a fan of his short stories. I'm a short story person. I can't come before I finish this. I like short stories. They're my favorite type of writing. 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Actually, my... God, no. No. Where is it? Most recent sexual encounter, 14. My most recent sexual encounter actually mostly consisted of me fucking a guy in the ass with a strap on. It was my first time doing that, and it was a lot more fun than I expected, actually. At first it was a at first it was a little intimidating being someone without a penis and then suddenly having a significant having something significant between your legs. It's kind of like, what do I do with this? It's kind of just hanging there. What do I do? Fuck. Oh god. But yeah. After a while, I guess you kind of get used to it. It's pretty, difficult figuring out, how to thrust. I think, that was kind of weird, because I guess, As a person with a pussy, you generally don't spend your time thrusting your hips places with something dangling in between them. So a bit of a learning curve, but so much fun to do. So much fun. the guy who I was fucking was actually pretty fucking tall. He was like 6'4", and I'm like vertically challenged. I'm like 5'3", so that made for some awkward positions and stuff. But it was so much fun. Oh god, making him moan like a little bitch. with a strap on up his ass. That was so much fun. Fuck. Oh god, I'm getting so wet. Fuck. Fuck. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? I don't fucking know. I can't think of something. Inside the bedroom, this is difficult. This is really difficult right now. Oh, fuck. Jesus. Maybe I think eager maybe would be a good word. Oh, and outside the bedroom, horribly sarcastic. Oh fuck, that's two words. So just go, oh, sarcastic. No, sarcastic, it's not going. Inside the, outside, bedroom, fuck, outside the bedroom, a dork. Fine, we'll just go with a dork, because I can't think, let alone think of a better word. Fuck. 16. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Actually, I have one. Oh fuck, I have one tattoo on my right rib cage. It's kind of this weird square spiral thing. And I have my nipples pierced. Oh god. I just got them done now just over 2 months ago. And I fucking love them. Oh, they're so fun. I mean, I can't play with them much now because they're still in the healing process, and I do like abusing my nipples, but they are so much more sensitive. Oh, and they're just, oh god. Oh. The lightest touches feel so fucking good on them. Yeah. Fuck! Oh, god. Okay, next question. Seventeen. Have you ever come without touching your penis/pussy? No, I haven't. It would be great if I could, though, because it would save me a lot of carpal tunnel and just general effort. Oh, oh, fuck, 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 fuck. God, 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? My record would maybe have to be, like, 16? Did I challenge myself to it? No. Did it just kind of happen? Yes. Oh. God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Are you multi-orgasmic? Hell yes, I am. Fuck! Oh, god. Oh, fuck! Jesus. Fuck. Oh, my god. What is on your sexual bucket list? Oh, god, so many things. Maybe I'll just name three. A threesome. Oh god. Fuck, fuck. Oh, I'm squirting. Oh, fuck. God, oh. Oh god. Oh shit. Okay, two other ones. Oh fuck. Sex at work and a third one. Third one. Oh God, oh God. Third one. Having multiple guys come in my cunt. Oh God, yes. Oh yes, that's definitely out there. Oh fuck, so wet. Oh, wet. Oh God. Oh. Number 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Oh God. Well, I'm not coming just yet, but oh fuck. Oh fuck. What does it feel like? Well, right now, I am. Fuck, I'm not gonna be good at this. I can't use words. I can like feel it building up in me. Like I'm slowly tensing. Oh. It's almost like a warm rush kind of gripping you. Oh fuck, I don't know what else to say. Oh fuck, I'm gonna close. Now I can feel it in my clit. I can feel it, and it's holding, and it's holding, it's tensing, and it's just exploding! Sense. Oh God, but I tried. Okay. Well, that's the last question. So, oh God. Oh God, I'm gonna just pull this toy out. I'm just gonna pull it out. Oh no. I need to. Fuck myself a bit more. Oh God. Speaking of being multi-orgasmic, one orgasm is just never enough. It's never fucking enough. One is never fucking enough. That's the end of that. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. Bye.